I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah, the model boys don't know how to act. Welcome to an episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. Yes, I'm a Justin Timberlake fan. Will always be. I really like what he's doing. And I think Cry Me a River is always going to have a special place in my heart. But yeah, guys, I'm bringing sexy back because you guys, you're so dirty-minded. I love you. Because so am I. And you seem to really like my latest episodes that involved some kind of, you know, sexy titles, I'd say. You seem to really like my episode Quick and Dirty, the sexy philosophy one, and the one where I talked about naked men design school. So I see a theme here, and while I'm not interested in, you know, fueling this obsession that we have in our society with things of sexual nature, I'm also not opposed to it at all. So there you go. I just brought sexy back. And not that it was ever gone in this podcast. I mean, have you listened to me? Have you seen me? Oh boy, this is getting out of hand. Okay, well, this is actually a study break for me, and I have absolutely no idea what to talk about. The only thing I do know is I really like these short and concise episodes, and you guys seem to like them too, so I'm going to continue making them. So, yeah, I have nothing in mind that I could tell you about other than last week, I actually managed to stay up for 40 hours straight. And I finished a paper in that time, handed it in 2 hours before the deadline, had a presentation in the middle of the day during an 8-hour lecture. And at that point, I'd already not slept for 30 hours. And I had gone through it maybe 3 times before I held the presentation. And it went surprisingly well. So yes, this is my recommendation from the bottom of my heart to you. Procrastinate as much as you can. No, obviously not. I had legit jet lag symptoms for 3 days after that entire thing. So a lack of sleep really catches up on you and it drains your system. And let me tell you one thing, our body is a wonderful, crazy machine and it never forgets. It never forgets what you do to it, what you put it through. So treat your body well and definitely make sure to get enough sleep, get enough water and air and food and happiness and positive emotions. And there's a meme I found yesterday that I sent to my friend and it says, pasta, sex, wine, joys of life. And I sent it to her and I wrote, well, meanwhile, I'm here with gluten intolerance, single as ever, and with a legit aversion against alcohol. Well, yeah, but I think there are alternatives for everything, you know. There's grape juice that I could drink if I wasn't fructose intolerant as well. But there's water, so I'll stick to that. There's definitely gluten-free pasta. And yeah, I also don't think you have to be in a relationship in order to get things going. All right. Yeah, so I had to make this come full circle, I guess. Maybe this very sneaky pun was intended. I don't know. I'll just leave it at that. Catch you next time.